Lumpur, since this book is, seems very relevant to monastics, a lot of the questions are around that. I'm curious what... I think a lot of monastics, at some point struggle with thoughts of disrobal. And I'm curious what encouragements you've given to monks going through rough patches, or what adjustments you've sort of recommended or affected in their lives that have helped them remain in robes even through the rough patch.
A lot of it is just have to play it by ear. Really have to pay attention to what a person is experiencing, and then try to tune into that. And then, because if you just give them the party line, that's not very helpful. So it's really being able to tune. Well, where is the area of difficulty? Where is the area of frustration? And then try to address that in some way, or to give encouragement in some way, or to just even getting people because oftentimes you get really wound up of how difficult it is, or how hopeless they are, or how irritating and frustrating everybody else is, and just being wound up, and just how to dissipate that, just hold it a bit more lightly, and not let it be such a oppressive presence. And that's usually that helps a different perspective to come in.
Sometimes Ajahn Anand would send monks to get ice cream on the beach.
I mean, that's from from the time of the Buddha. That was one of the duties of the acharya or the upacharya, is if the student or disciple is living dissatisfied, then to take them on tudong, take them off. Not in some miserable tudong, but take. But get a change of scene. a change of scene, a change of people, or a new perspective coming in.
There's a phrase in the video: wear them down with chanting.
Ha 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 ha.